Anyway, we're back into the pledge drive mode. I'm Dave Savage, the programming and production manager of AM 1160 The Quest. And yet one more hour here, and this is going to be an interesting hour, I think. I'm going to introduce, first of all, Allison DeLule.
Hello.
Hi there, Steve Balmes. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
And we also have Denise Jones in here with us.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not going to say anything about you right now.
Okay.
We're going to let that unfold in just a little bit. But one thing I do know about you is that you have a connection to St. Anne's, correct?
I do. I've been there quite a while.
Mm-hmm. And in what capacity? As a parishioner?
We've been a parishioner since 1991, mm-hmm. when we were married. We've been involved in many different ministries over the years. I currently am employed there. Shout out to the preschool. I had to leave the preschool a year and a half ago, and I'll explain a little bit more mm-hmm. as to why. I currently work in their finance department as well, but we've done every ministry from Abilene and Women's Guild, Habitat for Humanity. So when you're there a long time, you tend to get involved in the community.
Well, and the reason I wanted you to bring that up is because Luke is a three-year-old at St. Mm-hmm. Anne's Preschool, and Luke is going to lead this hour off in a prayer.
Beautiful.
So let's hear from Luke right now.
To kick off each hour of the Best of the Quest Pledge Drive, we've asked the Catholic schools in the Archdiocese to say a prayer.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little one, to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me.
That was 3-year-old Luke at St. Anne's Preschool. Thank you for listening to 1160 The Quest.
It was everything I could do not to join in.
Absolutely.
I wanted to have a group right. sing here, but Luke, that was beautiful. Thank you very much. So anyway, I want to mention, obviously what we're doing here is the pledge drive, the Best of The Quest, and it's AM 1160 The Quest. And if you want to donate, which, you know, I've been saying this all along, but we've got expenses. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got household expenses. Each one of us does. Inflation is taking its toll on every household.
Yes.
And the Quest is no different. I mean, we got to go out and buy stuff at, you know, Home Depot and Walmart and mm-hmm. everywhere else, just right. like you do. And we need that money in order to stay on the air, in order to keep broadcasting. So if you would like to donate, you can call 470-508-1160. You can go to thequestatlanta.com or on the app on the phone, which every one of you has it, right?
I'm Absolutely. Sure. Yeah, love
I knew
it.
You would. I
love
knew
it,
you would.
Love it.
But there's also a thing where you can donate there. It's a little donate button. Just tap that and it'll take care of it all for you. So first of all, so Allison and Steve, mm-hmm. We have a guest in here, Denise. So which one of you wants to start off here? Well, first of all, let's do this. Steve, who are you? Why are you here?
Okay, I am here. Allison and I have been friends for a long time over at St. Michael's. She mm-hmm. had invited me on the last pledge drive. We had a blast. Let the Holy Spirit just bless us here in this moment. And so back on again just to, you know, give God the glory and just to, you know, learn more about what Denise has to say about her healing journey. And so I am married to an amazing wife, and we have 6 children, and we've been at St. Michael's for a long time, like 20 years.
Great. Thank you. And Allison, who are you? Why are you here?
Who am I and why am I here? I am here because I have been called to come and serve here. Before I started my new career, I came and volunteered and just fell in love with the mission, fell in love with the station, and love the work they do. So this is my 3rd time being on the pledge drive. So I'm thrilled they asked us to come back. And yeah, Steve, love Steve. I'm so grateful you're here with me. We're a great tag team doing this together.
Amen, amen.
Well, and I want to just jump in here and say that, I mean, because, you know, you've come back to help us out on this, and you've helped us in other capacities mm-hmm. and doing other things. And I think that speaks volumes when... you know, somebody can just write a check, which is great. You know, that's
awesome.
We need
the checks.
But you're spending, you know, you're giving your time, you're giving yourself of this, and because you feel it's a worthy cause.
Absolutely.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely. I mean, the station, the shows on demand on the app, they're amazing. I mean, you can listen and learn and grow in your faith and spread the love of our faith with everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, I mean, if you're giving of your time, giving a few dollars would... It really helps us out as well.
Absolutely. Any amount. I mean, if you can't give $1,000, hello, give $100. If you can't give $100, give $10. Any amount helps.
Absolutely.
We need any donation we'll take.
Mm-hmm. And if 1,000 people give $10 each.
Hello.
Yeah.
We multiply the loaves.
Exactly. So great. So what are we doing here today? We're talking to Denise.
We are talking to Denise. And what a delightful lady Denise is.
You
know, I called her a week or so ago to touch base, to learn about her story. And it is an amazing story of healing and the way that God has just poured his love out on her. And in return, she's been able to give back to others. So I am thrilled to have her here.
Thank you.
I am thrilled to learn. So everybody can hear about your wonderful witness and how the Lord has worked and how he continues to work in your life. Mm-hmm. So we are grateful you're here.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
So now maybe you want to just start off with what take us back.
Okay, sure. Well, first of all, I'm here because I was asked. And what a delight, because my prayer was, Lord, this has been a journey I've been on, and if you want me to share it, then allow me the tools to be able to do that, and allow me the mechanisms to be able to proclaim your mission for this journey that I've been on. First and foremost, I guess I want to start off with saying this is my journey. People with cancer have all different kinds of journeys. They invite different people to journey with them, and sometimes they do it alone. But what I will tell you today is this is my journey and how I was called to use this for the Lord's glory.
Mm-hmm.
If you want me to go ahead and start,
yeah, right? I think so. Right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, please do.
Okay.
Get right in. Dive in.
Get in.
I brought my journal from 2021. So I have witnesses here to show that I wrote this in my journal. I always like to do a beginning of the year prayer for everybody in my family, as well as myself, and kind of as in preparation for the year. I don't do a New Year's resolution per se. Mm-hmm. I do a New Year's prayer. So my prayer at the beginning of 2021 says this: gaze and prepare. Be ready to continue to grow. Listen well to the paths the Lord wants me to take. So that was my premise.
And so now this is New Year's 2021.
A year and
this
half
is
ago.
Before any diagnosis.
Correct.
Or anything. Yeah.
Absolutely. So there was a preparation happening there. Mm-hmm. And fast forward to March, and it was time for my mammogram. And if I can put a plug in there, if you're on the fence of whether to get a mammogram, go do it today or schedule it. It's very important.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you can guess where this leads. Mm-hmm. April 5th of 2020, I was diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer on my left side.
What's triple negative?
There's four different types, and I'm forgive me if I mess all this up, but it's triple negative, HER2 positive. I'm going to mess up the other two types, but they're the four types of what fuels a cancer. Mm-hmm. And when they say triple negative, it basically means they don't know what fuels it. It's negative in all these estrogen, progesterone, and HER2 positive are all the three types that fuel it. Mine wasn't fueled by anything. So mine could be fueled by, I don't, Cheerios.
Knows,
no brand against Cheerios, but I mean, they just don't know what fueled it.
Right.
So hence I was diagnosed, but somehow I was prepared. I was wholeheartedly prepared for that diagnosis, primarily initially because my mom had passed away from the same type of cancer 15 years prior. 15 years prior, there was no, she was told nothing could help. And so amazing how the medical community has changed. I think they found mine sooner than they did my mom's.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the opportunity to move forward with a lot of medical intervention. And that's kind of the route we took.
Mm-hmm. So you've been diagnosed at this point.
Correct.
And then, take us
medically. We'll go down the medical route first. I was told that I needed chemo. So I went through intravenous chemo for, 4 months, and then a double mastectomy last September, and then radiation for 12 weeks every day. And then after that, oral chemo, which I ended in May.
And let me just slow down here because you're blowing by all these things, but each one of these takes a toll on you.
It does, but I think when you're in the mode of doing that type of treatment, you are just in go mode. You're in fight or flight. So as I list them, it is a little more overwhelming when you look back at everything that you've gone through, but when you're in it, you're in it. So it's not overwhelming at the moment. But we ended with reconstruction about a month ago. And praise God. I mean, we've thrown everything at this cancer. Mm-hmm. And I'm just grateful to be here to be able to celebrate where I am.
Well, and let me just jump in here. Denise Jones, thank you for sharing your story with us. And Allison DeLule and Steve Balmes, thank you for bringing Denise to us for the Best of the Quest pledge drive, which this is a pledge drive. And so it's stories of inspiration. And obviously, Denise, you have a story of inspiration. And I'm excited to hear the rest of this story. But I just want to remind people that in order to keep bringing things like this to the airwaves, it takes money. It honestly does. And so if you want to donate or pledge, donations are welcome. We love those, but a pledge is even better. If you could say, you know, hey, over the next year, every month I'm going to give X amount of dollars, even if it's only $10 a month. I mean, you know, a couple cups of coffee at the drive-thru, you know, that's the equivalent of that. Certainly. And if you could swing that, we would appreciate it. You can call our pledge center at 470-508-1160. You can donate at thequestatlanta.com or you can tap the donate button on the Quest Atlanta app. It's all there, real easy peasy. Okay, so anyway, did you want to jump in here before she gets with anything?
Well, I mean, I know there are so many people out there that have had cancer, you know, especially breast cancer. So what a witness you are speaking it, because a lot of people don't share it with others. You know, they just kind of hold it in. But when you speak it, it impacts other people's lives. They can relate and they can see how God can do his work and miracles and heal and and keep you grounded and keep you, you know, calling on him and sharing his love with others, even in those trials.
Always. Yes. Yes.
So now, so you're going through the chemo and all the treatments and everything.
Yes. Well, let me kind of revisit also back in, I have not written down here, April 2nd, in prayer, the Lord gave me the word allow. And sometimes people are like, well, how do you know that the Lord told you this? And I said, well, it's just it's something that just doesn't leave your mind. And he just keeps you bugging with, you know, keeps bugging you with this. So the word was allow. And as I prayed with the word allow, it was allow people to journey with you in this cancer. Because again, not like you just said, not everybody is comfortable letting people journey with them, because it's an ugly process. I mean, you lose your hair, you get a little yellow. I mean, it's not pretty, but that was what I was called to do, is to allow people to journey with me in this
and that cancer. Takes a lot to do that, doesn't it? I mean, I would think it would be easier just to keep it all. You know what? I'm not telling anybody. Yeah. I'm not sharing this with anybody. This is my deal. I would think that you, like a tendency, you would instinctively almost want to just shut everybody off.
Sometimes you want to curl inside and just say, I'm going to deal with this and it's just going to be me. But that was not what I was called to do. And it really initially started with my family. As soon as I was diagnosed, I have some extended family for here in the Atlanta area. And we did a surrender novena, and I thought, oh, dear Lord, a surrender novena? Are you kidding me? I have cancer already. You want me to surrender more? But it was such beauty in that, not only in gathering the family together, and this is cousins, and you know, there were about 20 of us praying this, and just such beauty that came in out of that initially. And then we set up a caring bridge, and that's where you really start announcing it to the world, because then it hits Facebook and it hits this. And my plan for that was really to use it as a tool, a tool that the Lord could use. And my daughter was the writer of most of those articles in Caring Bridge. And it was really meant to be a tool of evangelization.
How old is she?
She is, she's 26.
Oh, okay.
She's
an adult.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. And she's a fabulous writer. I was so impressed with her words and her faith in this journey. It was nice to see the journey through her eyes.
That's great. That's fantastic. You know, you mentioned the surrender novena, and I without derailing the story too much here, but it just reminded me that each person who makes a donation to the Quest Everyone, in fact, you don't even have to make a donation. I mean, if you just call in, we can do this too. But if you do this during the pledge drive, we have a novena of masses being offered for the members of each one of these people's families who have fallen away from the faith.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have a novena of masses for each person that calls in and makes a donation. And you can do that at 470-508-1160. You can also do it on thequestatlanta.com and the Quest Atlanta app. And I am seeing that right now, the next five people that donate, the next five, are going to get a gift card. It's coming in as we speak. Paul is writing as fast as she can. Oh, wow. That's a nice one. $20 gift card to PGA Superstore. We've got five of those.
Call in. So, I know we have a lot of golfers out there.
Exactly. Or, you know what, the other thing, even if you're not a golfer, I promise you, you know somebody who is a golfer.
Absolutely.
And you've got a stocking stuffer coming up. You've got something that you need to... You know, you could take care of this golfer.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. My husband needs new golf clubs, so that would be a nice... Well, I know they're much more expensive than $25.
Well, a portion of them.
You can't leave right now.
Okay.
to go donate. Oh. But I also want to give some shout-outs here to... we've got Sonia from Marietta. Thank you very much. Virginia from St. Simons. We've got Lori from Gainesville. Eric. And then we also have Paula... and that's in honor of Allison DeLule.
Thank you, yeah. Paula.
Absolutely. So excellent. We've got the phone lines ringing. We've got donations coming in and everything. And where were we? Denise, you were saying something.
Caring Bridge and yes. Your family.
That's right,
family,
your daughter.
Family supporting.
I'm wondering how the family took this and how this, you know, because it can either... pull people away or bring them together. And so obviously it sounds like it brought a lot of people together. So.
It was beautiful. I do have three grown children, and just to see them journey through this process with my husband and myself, they were just gifts. They were truly gifts because it affects everybody differently. And at that time, our youngest was still in college at Auburn. So I think everybody dealt with it in their own particular way, but obviously the underlying way to deal with this best is through faith.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if I could just jump in here, but I know that when it comes to cancer treatments and pretty much a lot of treatments, but there are options you have. You can do this or you can do this or you can mm-hmm. do this. And I know when my mother was sick and in the hospital and it was different. She didn't have cancer, but there were options certainly that we had. And my brothers and sisters and I mean, we all had a different opinion on mm-hmm. what should mm-hmm. be done, what route we should take.
Sure.
And that can tear a family apart.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I, you know, so, but that didn't happen in your family.
No, they really rallied. It really was a whole family effort of just prayer and beauty and... Yeah, I wouldn't do it again, but for all the goodness that came out of it, which I have more to share, it was just many miracles.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So, so your family is behind you. Mm-hmm. They're all supportive, mm-hmm. which is awesome. I mean, mm-hmm. what more could you ask for in that sense?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you know, other gifts that happened during this process is we have a heart for young adults as well as teens. So we've been real involved with the Life Teen program, as well as just had a heart for all of a sudden these young adults that got out of college. And at the same point in time, we were introduced to Father Paul Porter over at St. Peter's Chanel, and we started a young adult ministry out of our house about 4 or 5 months prior to being diagnosed. What a gift to have these young people rally around me as well. Absolutely. And truly, we've known priests in the past, but never somebody that's around every week. And he was such really, it's like the Lord just put him in our lives so that he could be there to anoint me and pray with me. And he would just show up on my front porch and call and say, where are you? I already took a polar spritzer out of the refrigerator. I'm out here ready to sit with you. So just the nice gift of having these individuals just show up was also amazing. Mm-hmm. And just even the small group.
Mm-hmm. And the young adult, I mean, that's wonderful that you have a young adult group at the parish there?
Well, it's actually out of our house. And it's
okay.
And Father Paul, we did this on the side, so it wasn't necessarily affiliated with CPR.
Oh, okay.
So we kind of went rogue.
But we
had it out of our house, and so we have a group, and we've since stopped, but we have a group. One group still now meets in Roswell, another one meets in the Smyrna area. Mm-hmm. So, but just such a need for young adult ministry.
Absolutely.
And that's what I was going to bring up, because mm-hmm. my oldest son just graduated high school, and there isn't a young adult group at our parish, mm-hmm. which a lot of parishes don't have mm-hmm. anything like that.
Right.
To look around and see groups that he can get involved with mm-hmm. that are faith-based and, you know, Catholic and everything.
Sure.
The options are pretty slim. But anyway, so...
We can talk after.
Yeah, right.
I'll fill you in on that.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Steve, it looks like you're about ready to say something.
Well, no, I'm wondering about the youth, mm-hmm. okay? And it's so important, you know, we have this culture of life that we're trying to instill in around our community. And it just reminds me of my cousin, real short. I know he had been battling cancer since young. He was 30 something. For 4 or 5 times it came back. Mm-hmm. And I remember going to visit with him in the hospital, and it's a little awkward. I'm in the medical field, so you'd think it wasn't that big of a deal, but it was awkward a little bit. Just, you know, what do I say? What do I, mm-hmm. if I go in there, and, you know, I just brought him a burger and say, hey, what's going on? And he ran like Iron Man stuff, so he's like taking his pole and like wearing me out while he's in the middle of chemo. But I remember looking at him and saying, you know, how are you getting through this? How are you doing? And so I talked to him later about it. He said, I was in one of my anger modes, because he's like, you know, people, some of my family says, you know, God's will be done, kind of. And I hear you saying you were in the mm-hmm. fight mode. And he's like, I'm fighting this mm-hmm. all the way through. This is not God's will for me to have this cancer, and I'm going to fight through it.
Right.
But I just looked at him, and you know how sometimes we'll make jokes about teens, right? We talked about having all these kids here and like, oh, how are the teen years? And I just made a comment, not quite like that, but I say, how's it going with the, you know, with the teens? And he's like, Steve, he's like, we don't have the rebellious teens, he goes, because they have gone through this, and they see every single day as a precious gift of life.
Absolutely.
And so I want to just, you know, get your comments on that, because I know this had to be so impactful on those youth.
Mm-hmm. Just to be able to see, because they knew me with hair and healthy, and then... In fact, I even have some beautiful young neighbors that they decided one day when I was finally going to go bald, my hairdresser came to the house and shaved my head. They took a picture, and they all had wigs on and said, we're with you, Miss Denise.
Yes,
it was so
yes.
beautiful. So the young adults, they just embrace it. They truly just, treated me like I'm normal, but, and I don't call this a sickness. I called it, everybody's like, oh, I'm so sorry you're sick. I said, I call it a condition mm-hmm. because I just never felt sick. So I think the beauty in is the younger you are, you're still living life for the moment.
Right.
And I think as adults, we lose that perspective. And again, another beautiful thing about cancer, if that's even a right phrase, is it you gain so much perspective mm-hmm. on mm-hmm. life and what a gift every day is. Because I'd like to say I'm done, but you know, it's no guarantee necessarily.
Well, right here sitting across from me, I mean, you radiate beauty.
I know.
You know, so talking about the hair falling out. And I say, no way I would ever guess that, you know, unless it was listed on our thing that you were going to talk about cancer. So just.
Oh, thank you.
Inside and out. Mm-hmm. So
thank you.
That's awesome.
I appreciate that.
Well, if we have time here, I would like to take a little walk. let me go through the door here to the call center and mention a few people here. Now, Denise, do you know a Madison from Marietta?
A Madison from Marietta? If that's my daughter. But ironically, she's listening in St. Louis, Missouri at the moment.
Well, it says Madison of Marietta in honor of Denise from her daughter. So that's her.
Thank you, Maddie.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. St. Anne's preschool teachers all got together and made a donation in your honor.
That gives me goosebumps. They were so wonderful.
Yeah. Daryl from... Canton. We also have Susan in honor of Allison.
Thank you.
Driving
the kids home from school. St. John Bosco.
Driving your daughter home from school.
Thank you, Susan.
Oh, Susan,
hi,
yeah.
Kids.
Hey, Susan.
And then also Adam in honor of Allison as
thank
well.
Thank you, Adam.
So, yeah.
Thank you so much.
We thank everybody. Let me get out of this noisy room here. There we There we go. we thank everybody for those generous donations, and we do need more. And I think I lost count there, but I don't know exactly if they have the five callers yet for those $20 gift cards to PGA Superstore or not, but you can try.
Sneak in. Hurry, sneak in. You can do it.
I think there might be one or two left. So make sure you do that at 470-508-1160, or you can do it on thequestatlanta.com. We're going to take a little break, and I've got to hear the rest of your story, Denise. Okay,
thank you.
So we'll do that on the other side of this.
You are listening to AM 1160, The Quest, and this is our fall pledge drive, where the theme is The Best of the Quest, Stories of Inspiration. After hearing these stories of inspiration, if you are moved to donate, please call 470-508-1160, go to our app, or go to thequestatlanta.com. Remember, The Quest is 100% listener-supported, and we rely on donations from people like you to stay on the air. We'll be back to the Best of the Quest pledge drive shortly on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
This historic time in the pro-life movement makes it critical to support women and families now more than ever before. Pregnancy Aid Clinic, a Catholic pregnancy resource center in Metro Atlanta, offers that support. If you need help or can help, go to pregnancyaidclinic.com.
In the most recent edition of the Georgia Bulletin, read about a new evangelization document outlining a cohesive vision for college campus ministries. The September 15th issue also shares the Pope's plea for peace. Learn more at georgiabulletin.org.
The Atlanta 40 Days for Life prayer rally kickoff and dinner is September 22nd. Learn about the Atlanta 40 Days for Life prayer vigil taking place September 28th through November 6th. More information at thequestatlanta.com.
Hey, I'm E. Walter Smith from Christ Our Hope Parish in Lithonia, Georgia. You're listening to AM 1160, The Quest, WCFO, East Point, Atlanta, covering all of Metro Atlanta and beyond. Listen on air or even find us online at thequestatlanta.com any time of the day. Embrace your journey. Come on, join The Quest.
The Quest presents Pro-Life Minutes.
Life is precious, as it was given to us as a gift from God. He has a plan for every created life, even those conceived in the violent crime of rape. Legislation that protects every life is required because God's gift is to be respected, cherished, and protected. No value is given to the baby's life when abortion is allowed in cases of rape. Pro-life advocate Rebecca Kiesling was conceived in rape and had this to say: I am my mother's child. I honor her and bring her healing. Today, we are both thankful we were protected from the horror of abortion. Every life, no matter how it was created, is a human being worthy of life and deserves protection. Stand behind legislation with no exceptions. Let's show the world that every life matters by speaking up for life at every opportunity.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Do you make your lunch every day, or maybe you go out to lunch once or twice a week?
Order up!
There's nothing wrong with going out to lunch, but is it helping to bring you and others closer to Christ? The cost of four lunches each month could be your monthly donation to The Quest. We're totally listener-supported. We rely on donations from people like you just to stay on the air. Please prayerfully consider making a monthly donation to support AM 1160 The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
The Quest presents Mom Minutes with Cameron Frad from Among the Lilies.
I think that we are so blessed as Catholics to have Mama Mary, okay? When my kids are little, they call her Mama Muh, and then eventually she becomes Mama Mary. We are so blessed with Blessed Virgin Mary, whatever name you want to call her. She's amazing. She's a mom. She gets it, right? She totally gets it, and she desires us to know and encounter her son. So when you have had a hard day and you felt like you have failed today as a mom, ask for her help. When you don't know what to do for your child, I turn to her, and I'm like, okay, Mary, I don't know what my son needs right now, but you do. So you please fill in the gaps, fill in the pieces where I'm messing up here, and you just be with them. You help him, you help her, encourage them, and lead them to your son. Let them know him, love him, and serve him. And I think that we get to take advantage of that, which is really cool. I am nowhere near as good of a mom as her, but I try, and by her grace, she will teach me how to be a good mom, too.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
The Quest invites you to cover the bishops and priests in the Archdiocese of Atlanta in prayer. Just volunteer to commit 1 hour of prayer per week for a year. No meetings, no paperwork, no reports, just prayer. Learn more at sevensistersapostolate.org.
You're simply the best.
The Best of the Quest, stories of inspiration pledge drive on AM 1160, The Quest. Make your pledge or donation by calling 470-508-1160 on our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Now back to the Best of the Quest pledge drive on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
Bad news, I'm sorry, those PGA store cards are gone.
But,
good news
is now we have two $20 gift cards for Crabapple Tavern for the next two callers, or if you donate online. So call in or please donate online.
And I've brought this up before when we have these gift cards. So it's a $20 gift card. Let's say you you make a $30 donation. You get the $20 gift card, $10, you're eating at Crabapple Tavern.
You there know? You go.
I mean, and do the math, that's a good deal.
Yeah, that is a
think
good
of
deal.
It that way.
And the tax write-off. Bonus, double win.
There you go. So that's the way to do it. You know, we're talking with Denise Jones. We have Allison DeLuel and Steve Balmes in the studio as well. But Denise, we're hearing your story about your breast cancer and everything. And so this is the Best of the Quest pledge drive, stories of inspiration. Definitely you have a story of inspiration. So we'd like to hear more of that.
Certainly. I don't want this to sound morbid in any capacity, but through this journey, it was almost as if I was living my eulogy. And the beauty in the outpouring of every day felt like Christmas at my house, whether it was flowers on the doorstep or a note in the mailbox or a text from friends. In fact, I still have one set of friends that text every day and the beauty of that. But yeah, it's just amazing how people just, the outpouring was completely overwhelming. And I think the kicker of all that, it was the prayer. And it's places like The Quest, because I was an Adoration Guardian here before I got diagnosed.
Well, and let me stop you right there. I just want to mention this. I've mentioned it a few times on the pledge drive here, but a lot of people don't realize we have a chapel here right on the other side of this wall from the studio. And 4 days a week, we have adoration. We have, and the Archbishop has okayed that. And so... because not just anybody can set that up in their house if they want to. And we have a priest that comes here usually at least once a week that does mass in our chapel. The staff and volunteers all get together once a week. We do a rosary for the donors. Well, that wasn't exactly what we were trying to do. I don't think anybody heard any of that. I forgot to put a little thing to stop everything else from going on. So I'm just moving along here. We're having our little conversation, and everything's good now. So
we need to hit the replay button, is what you're saying.
We can do that.
We
kind
do.
Of reverse a little bit?
Okay.
We do.
So rewind.
All right. First of all, rewind a little bit.
Okay, Denise, you're back.
But I want to definitely mention the Crabapple Tavern, the next two callers. We haven't got those in yet. So the next two callers at the Crabapple are going to get $20 gift cards to Crabapple Tavern. So that is fantastic.
Yep.
And if you would like to... call 470-508-1160. You can go to thequestatlanta.com or tap the donate button on the Quest Atlanta app. And you can do it that way and get those Crabapple Tavern gift cards, $20 each.
For those great burgers, I heard.
They are delicious.
Yeah. So we're here talking with Allison DeLuel, Steve Balmes, and then you brought along Denise Jones, and we're hearing your story of your cancer mm-hmm. and everything. So what we didn't hear, which we heard it in this room, but I don't think our listeners actually heard what you were saying about the
benefits, the gifts that actually took place. I think the part of the beauty of what happened was, and I don't want this to sound morbid, is that going through this and allowing people to journey with me, it was almost as if I was living my eulogy. The outpouring of everyone, the gifts that showed up, the flowers that showed up, the texts that were sent, the notes that were sent. I could never thank everyone that sent their well wishes in person. But I think what really overwhelmed me the most was the prayer. And I just mentioned that I was a guardian here at the Adoration Chapel. And we were just...
Well, and that's what I was going to bring up, too, is that a lot of people don't realize this. I have mentioned it a couple times on the pledge drive here. But right on the other side of this wall, we have a chapel. And we have Mass said here usually at least once a week, sometimes two or three times a week. Mm-hmm. We do the rosary there once a week. The volunteers and the staff, we all get together and go into the chapel and do a rosary. And we also have a book of intentions in there as well. And you can go onto our website. I mean, this, you know, donations or not, whatever, we'll pray for anybody, mm-hmm. anybody that asks. You go to the website, questatlanta.com, prayer requests, and then we'll put that in our book of intentions. So, Denise, go ahead. So,
yeah, so the beauty of being here as a guardian, but I had to leave when I was diagnosed because I couldn't be around too many people because they weren't sure if my blood count would be too low. So, again, I had to leave the preschool. I had to leave a lot of my extracurricular activities at that time. But I think just the enormous outpouring of prayer. Someone sent me this beautiful picture. And it's Moses with his arms up. Mm. And it's Aaron. Who is the other guy on the other side? I can't remember at the top of my head. It's under pressure. But they're holding his arms up. And that's really what I felt like. Because this army of support that were holding my arms up. Because every time Moses' arms went down, they started losing. And every time they were up, they started winning. Mm-hmm. So my arms perpetually stayed up because of this prayer support. And it was just completely overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So,
hello, life in general, you know,
right.
Cancer, no cancer. I mean, keeping your arms up and just keep following the Lord and doing his will. I mean, life has been challenging for me lately. Mm-hmm. Truly. Every day I'm like, okay, Lord, your will. I mean, it's been a challenge. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think we all, whether we have cancer or not in the past, we all are like Moses in that way. It's like, hold my arms up.
Yes, absolutely.
Help me through.
Right. Mm-hmm. Daily. It's a daily walk.
Momentarily, every second, it's like, yes, Lord, I'm following you. Guide me, help me, or no. Mm-hmm. So it mm-hmm. is.
We were mentioning off the air. I think we were off the air anyway, about how humbling it can be, especially somebody who wants to have control, you know,
mm-hmm. right.
the human spirit. So it can mm-hmm. be very humbling, but also just recognizing God's grace outpouring. Mm-hmm. So if you can touch on that. I mean, I think you said that there was prayers that were coming through the quest.
Definitely. Yes. I was told that numerous times that there were prayers being. Yes. And it is a humble experience mm-hmm. because being the type A personality that always wants to do it for myself and I'll do it myself. That's just how we work mm-hmm. or I work. And to know that people at the quest, that my name was written in the book, mm-hmm. that my name was mentioned in the prayers of the faithful for being ill. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, just, I had a friend whose mom lives in Arizona sent me a prayer shawl. So it's prayers mm-hmm. that you don't even anticipate receiving. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how you can explain to somebody that prayers are palpable. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can feel them. You can sense them. You can live them. You can, I mean, I could not have made it through this journey without prayers, and especially mm-hmm. prayers from here at the Quest. And these are people praying these prayers that I don't know personally.
Right.
And that's the beauty of our Catholic faith, mm-hmm. you know, one church, one body. We might all have different body parts, but mm-hmm. we're all one body. Mm-hmm. And thank you is not sufficient.
Yeah.
And that's what I love too about the quest. I mean, you have the chapel here. People can come in and visit Jesus at, you know, during the hours they're open. All those amazing shows that you hear throughout the day mm-hmm. or on demand. Mm-hmm. On top of that, an amazing staff here, I mean, with servant hearts that are praying. And again, and many people that are praying for those that are, you know, have prayer requests. So certainly. There's so much that goes on with the Quest that is so life-giving. I mean, it's an amazing, amazing station.
And not
it's
just
amazing.
With the prayer requests, but also the prayers on demand.
Yes.
You can go, if you want to do a rosary, you know, absolutely. We've got those things there.
Sure, sure. And I guess for our listeners now, if you need prayers, I mean, call up and, mm-hmm. and please, you know, if you can't donate or donate a dollar, please let us know how we can pray for you. Mm-hmm. Especially in, you know, I'm called to talk to people that have cancer, mm-hmm. you know, especially breast cancer. You know, if I call up and say, Denise, pray for me, I'll be more than happy to add you to my prayer list.
Absolutely, we will, and we'll get you in the Book of Intentions
please.
As well. This is the Best of the Quest Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest, and we're speaking with Denise Jones, accompanied by Allison DeLuhl and Steve Balmez. We thank you all for being here, and as Allison knocks the microphone over.
I knocked the microphone over because I want to read a Bible verse that came to me when we were in adoration.
Yeah.
Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. I mean, ultimately, we all have a goal. Mm. We are created with a purpose, a profound purpose, whether we have cancer, whether we're going through struggles. And truly, I mean, knowing what that work is and actually following it. So when I hear your story, Denise, I truly think about that. God knew exactly what was going to happen. He mm-hmm. knows exactly what's going to happen in our lives, and he's there with us.
Right.
And through prayer, through our amazing faith, I mean, we are so blessed. We have so many amazing gifts to get us through there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 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 So, and I don't think I gave the phone number just this last time. So it's 470-508-1160. You can go to thequestatlanta.com or donate on the app and the donate button. Victor and Patricia from Woodstock.
Yay. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for donating. Adrian from Woodstock. Also, Joanna from Marietta.
Thank you.
Victor and Alessandra, thank you very much. And Kathy, we thank you as well for all those generous donations. And I would guess at this point that the Crab Apple Tavern is gone.
Yeah, but somebody's eating burgers already.
Yum, yum, yum.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So one thing, and I wanted to touch on this, and you said, I forgot how you worded it. You're living your eulogy?
Mm-hmm.
Or you're writing, I mean, you're living it.
Well,
living
I think, not to go talking about a funeral, but when somebody's up there at the AMBO or allowed to speak about someone that's passed away, they normally say all these wonderful niceties and mm-hmm. And you hear that when you go through something like this, the outpouring and the words and the encouragement and the support and mm-hmm. the prayers are as if you're standing there in front of the AMBO and somebody's just telling you about yourself. And you learn so much about yourself. And just like at the beginning when I wrote down about be ready to continue to grow, what the Lord told me at the beginning of 2021, and listen well to the path the Lord wanted me to take. Mm-hmm. It's as if, I don't know how you can be filled by having cancer, but I was. Mm-hmm. And people just continued to hold up my arms and lift me.
Mm-hmm. Well, what were you saying throughout this hour? I'm kind of assimilating some of these things, and you were talking about the fight or flight, and you said, I was in fight mode, you know, and it's mm-hmm. just, you just enter in. It's like a race. I'm boom. I can't just stop. I'm doing the chemo. I'm doing the, you know, mastectomy. But here's the thing. You were fighting the big fight, but get this too. So then the novena was about surrendering. So our Lord will use mm-hmm. us, but sometimes we can block that. And so for us to surrender, I mean, that's what, you know, a lot of our non-Catholic brothers and sisters say, you know, are you saved, right? You know, I give my life to you. And that's kind of where I, mm-hmm. you know, I was cradle Catholic, but then that's how I kind of had this personal relationship with Jesus. I just said, Lord, I can't do this anymore. I give you my life 100%. Mm-hmm. So, and then that's just beauty for in the fight, he called you to surrender. Yes. So it's a paradox. It's like, it I'm fighting, but the only way to fight is to surrender. This mm-hmm. doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. And yet it does.
But it was great to have him in my corner.
That's exactly. And it's the only one you want in your corner when you're in your
bottom
your
line,
race and your
yes.
fight.
And I don't know how people go through this journey mm-hmm. without faith.
Yes.
And you really have to rely on that. And truly, if I can share, there was a small miracle that came out of this as well. When my mom passed away, and I hope my dad hasn't heard this story, and he's probably listening. When my mom passed away, my dad left the church. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to go back to my journal so you guys can witness that I wrote this on February 15th of 2021.
Blue ink. There it
is. And it says, my prayer was faith for my dad, so I don't feel like I failed him.
Mm. Wow.
So when I got diagnosed, my dad obviously had been through this with my mom. He told me he was going to say a rosary for me every day.
Mm.
I'm like, Lord, I'll take that. Mm-hmm. I will take that.
And this is after he'd left.
He'd left the church.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So on day one, he sends me just a text and says, I've prayed the rosary for you. And day two comes. And now it's starting inspirational messages. So he starts sending me messages and then continues to say, I love you. I prayed the rosary for you. Well, fast forward a little bit further. And again, Father Paul, being the beautiful addition to my family, met us at a local pizza parlor. And they're running out of time. And my dad asked Father Paul for reconciliation. And he goes, well, we don't have time to do this. And took him on the other side of the pizza place and gave him his reconciliation.
Praise God.
And so my dad has been back in the church. Mm. And which, again, is an answer to my prayer from February
Pass
of 2021.
Kleenex, please.
yeah. And the messages from my dad went through day 400,
wow.
which lasted right until the end of my oral chemo.
Wow.
And he is a miracle. Mm-hmm. He is my miracle through this. And I would say this, I said, I would prefer not to go through cancer again, but if that was one of the purposes of me going mm-hmm. through this, I would do it again.
It was worth it.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. So I sorry, Dad, if you're hearing this for the first time, but I think this is appropriate way to have explained what his journey has meant to me and my cancer journey.
Well, and I think too, I think that for a lot of people, I mean, there may be somebody listening right now who has maybe fallen away
mm-hmm.
and, you know, maybe that's the inspiration they need to come back. Maybe there's something in their life that's drawing them back.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know. Who knows?
Right.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm. You don't.
It could be any number of those things. And speaking of people who have fallen away, I just want to mention that anybody who calls in or donates during this pledge drive, we're going to have a novena of masses offered for each member, each family member of these people that call in or donate, who for the people, their loved ones who have fallen away from the faith. So you can do that here on the Best of the Quest stories of inspiration, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. this hour truly has
absolutely. Been. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. And it's 470-508-1160 is the number to call if you want to donate, or better yet, pledge a monthly mm-hmm. Commitment. You know, doesn't have to be a lot,
mm-hmm.
10, 20, 30 bucks, whatever. I mean, you know, whatever you can swing is greatly appreciated. TheQuestAtlanta.com and also on the Quest Atlanta app. We're just got about 5 minutes left here. Denise, is there anything that we've left unsaid? That...
Oh, my. Not really. I'm just, I've been called to journey with people that have breast cancer at the moment. So I'm always looking for people to journey with, because somebody asked today, you know, how do you feel about it being done? I said, well, I don't feel as effort's ever done,
no.
because if you have this now, it's a gift to share. And mm-hmm. and I think that was part of my prayer even before I was asked to be here today. Lord, help me share this journey and the faith. And because it's I personally think it's just a journey that people shouldn't have to go through alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they don't do it alone because they've got the Lord, hopefully. But if you need a person with skin, I'm here for you.
Well, and I would think too that your insight, I mean, having gone through this, it's not just for the patient, but I would imagine whatever you have to offer could help the family members as well.
whatever the way the Lord wants to use me, that's fine.
I was going to add one little story that, you know, kind of ties in all of this. I wrote this as well. Allison mentioned in adoration, the three of us were there. It's beautiful. We're sitting in front of Jesus right before we come on the air. But then also the beauty of the purpose in suffering. So it's very difficult to suffer when we don't see any purpose at all, right? Mm-hmm. But I remember back early in my faith journey, I wasn't really openly praying that much. And I remember sitting on the side of the bed just doing regular prayers. And I started reading James. And, you know, it says, is anyone among you sick? He should summon the presbyters of the church and should pray over him and anoint with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of the faith will save the sick person. And so as soon as I read that, and it was the daily reading, I think, it popped in my head, go lay hands and pray over this particular person that had just got diagnosed. Her name is Stacy. She was 29, brain tumor. She's friends with my wife. And I was just like, I'm not comfortable with that. But the Lord calls us to do things. And sometimes we go back and forth, and that bold confidence. Mm-hmm. I said, honey, we got to do this. Long story short, we ended up going. It was right before Thanksgiving. My wife said, hey, we need holy water to go up there. Oh, okay, let me get holy water. And then there was another person that was going to come with us, and she wasn't, you know, she was late, and so we had to go pick her up later. And my wife, as we're already running late, and she's like, we need anointing oil. And I'm like, holy crap. I'm like, honey, we're already running late. I'm like, where are we going to get anointing oil? I was like, we got to head over there so we can pray and blah, blah, blah. We pull into the driveway of our neighbor who was going to be joining us in prayer. The husband knew nothing. And I said, hey, we're here to borrow Renee, your wife. And he goes, you're going to need this. Reaches into his truck and hands me anointing oil.
Praise God.
And I was just tears flowing. I was like, how'd you know? And he just points up to the sky. And I'm like, he's like, I knew you were going to pray. And I didn't know anything else than that, but you're going to need this. And I was like, just 5 minutes ago. He goes, you're good. He's like, I know. And it was just the most amazing thing. But I want to share this last part because of what you said about your father. We went up there, right, because to heal this, you know, hopefully God's power through our prayer and whatnot. But I remember going up there and asking her to pray and say, you know, what are your intentions? And she said about four or five things. The very first thing she said, here's a woman, and I didn't share this part, but they gave her 6 months to live. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, I just went to her 40th. This was, you know,
praise God.
12 years later. Yay. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Devil, go back to where you belong. So we're up there praying, and she said her first intention was, I want to pray for increase in faith of my husband. And he was right there, Joey. And I want to pray for increase in faith. And she said that he would believe in the true presence of the Eucharist. That was her main prayer that she wanted. And fifth or sixth on the list was, Lord, if it's your will, that I would be healed.
Right.
And that just, if that didn't, I'm telling the story now because it was so impactful in my life. Mm-hmm.
But that was more important to her.
That was more important to her.
Absolutely.
And she had two little kids and all. I mean, it was just to see her faith and to have you share that, what was in the journal, and God gave you a little foreshadowing. I'm going to be there with you, mm-hmm. Denise. I'm going to be there with you. Just don't doubt it.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, we have run out of time here.
Yes. Yes.
It's gone
call
by.
In, please.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Allison and Allison DeLille, Steve Balmez. Thank you for bringing Denise and introducing us. Well, I mean, not that you're an old Quest faithful here, but the thing is, I started working here in January, so that was,
we're new to each other.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's why, right. I say, you know, introducing us to the Quest. But anyway,
thank you.
Yeah, so we've got a lot more coming up, another couple hours today and then a whole day tomorrow. And get those pledges and donations coming in, please.
470-508-1160 or go to the questatlanta.com app.
You got it.
Donate.
Thanks, Allison.
You're welcome. Thank you all.